Hi, my name is Maury Zelkovich of Quantum Confidence, Quantum Mind Power, the TMM Recording Systems, and I'd like to welcome everybody who is listening live or on podcast to week 5 of our self-esteem and self-confidence building course. And for those of you who haven't heard the first sections yet, they are available for podcast. All you need to do is check your email notifying you of the current recording, or sorry, the current class, which is tonight, or the upcoming class on the 17th, which will be the last class of this course. And you will see links in that email, which will lead you to previous classes on podcast. The reason why we're recording these is we want everyone to be able to access this recording. We have quite a few people signed up for the course. Obviously, a smaller percentage actually managed to attend due to different time of day, different time zones. We normally start at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as I'm in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. But obviously, you know, a lot of people are still on the road, home from work, even going to work, depending on what part of the world you are. So we want to make sure these classes are available for everybody. This particular class, we've dealt with a lot of theory. I believe understanding is a large step towards actually being able to deal with developing your confidence and self-esteem. So the first three classes primarily dealt with a lot of theory on how to understand self-esteem, where it comes from, how to build self-confidence, why it's important to build these things, what are the various influences in our lives that all have a rather large bearing on all of this as well. So this particular week, which is the second last week, we're going to get more into real-world tips, hints, strategies, and exercises that you can actually use all the time. And by using them, will naturally build your self-esteem and self-confidence. So even if you don't have a lot of confidence now, or even if you don't have a lot of confidence that these exercises will work for you, that's okay. You just need to push yourself to do them. If you push yourself to do the different exercises and suggestions that I've given you already in this course, you've already noticed changes in your levels of awareness of self-confidence and self-esteem. So it's really a matter of pushing yourself to get outside the envelope. It doesn't matter whether you believe that these things are going to help you. All that matters is that you're willing to try. Once you try, you will find that your attitudes will be subtly shifting. And if you keep it up, you will notice that things will change a great deal for you. And the more you do it, the more you will notice positive changes happening in your life that will allow you to become happier, more confident, have higher self-esteem, and by virtue of all of this, actually be able to make other people around you happier, have higher self-esteem. You'll begin to notice that the more people you help to be happier and more confident, the more happier and confident you will become. This is very much a mirroring event. You know, the law of attraction says what you put out there is what you get back. So it's very important to remember that when you have an opportunity to do something good for people, then do it. If you feel this urge to do something nice, don't ask someone, just go ahead and do it. If you feel this urge to hold the door open, do it. If you feel this urge to, you know, it's really funny. Everything happens for a reason. I had to go to the bank this afternoon. Probably around 1 o'clock I was going to go. And things kept popping up to get in my way. I didn't get upset. I mean, why would I? You know, things always happen in all of our lives. So things just kept popping up. Well, we just had a bit of a snowfall here yesterday, our first snow of the year. And it's rather bitter and cold out today, and rather windy as well. So I walk across the street to the grocery store, and I walk through the grocery store because that's on my way to the bank. I go do my banking, and then I head back. On my way back, a woman is pushing her cart out from the grocery store to her car, and it gets blown over by the wind, and all her groceries go flying. Now, I just happened to be walking out. This happened, I guess, maybe about a second and a half after I had walked past the same spot. And I heard the crash. I looked behind me, and I see this woman just hands on her head, and what am I going to do? It's a heavy cart. I've got all these groceries. Her husband is already at the car, and he's an older gentleman. He can't really help. And obviously, I was there for a reason. That's why I was delayed, actually. I was delayed because I was supposed to be at that place at that point in time, because the wind was going to come, and the universe knew this, or I knew this on some level. And bingo, I was in the right place at the right time. I picked up all her groceries for her. I righted her cart. I put everything in. Now, this doesn't make me a nice guy. This doesn't even make me particularly polite or courteous. What it does make me is someone who is aware and alert to messages that are sent to me. So if I can give you a hint right away, the first hint is, if you happen to be around when somebody needs your assistance, offer your assistance. That's why you are where you are. That's why you were put in that particular spot at that particular time. You weren't put there to gawk and look and smile or to pretend it didn't happen and walk away. You were put there on purpose. I looked around and I noticed. I heard the sound. The reason why I heard the sound was because I was supposed to help. I saw someone needed help. I helped. Again, it doesn't make me a special person or a particularly good person. All it does is it makes me someone who is aware of my surroundings and someone who understands the fact that I am in a place at a specific time for a specific reason. And that particular reason was obviously to help this person out. So that's just a real-world example that happened to me today, but I'm sure all of you can think of times yourselves when that kind of happened, you know, where something similar. I don't know, maybe somebody just needed to hold the door open, and you were the only one there, and you did. Or maybe you didn't, and next time I hope you will. But the bottom line is, be cognizant, be aware of what happens around you. And understand that if something happens around you where you can provide assistance for someone, odds are that you're supposed to provide assistance. So don't fight it. Don't, you know, go about your own life pretending theirs doesn't exist. If you can help someone and you have the opportunity, it's really your responsibility, not just to them, but to yourself, to do the right thing and to help. We are all part of the same team, if you will, and it's really, really important to understand that, okay? So thank you for that. I appreciate your listening to my little soapbox speech there. Now we're going to get back to specific tips to build self-confidence and your self-esteem. So the first thing has to do, of course, with confidence, because confidence is really something that's on the inside. It's not on the outside. And the best way to build self-confidence is from the inside. So if you want to accomplish something, the best way to do it is to picture yourself already there. Now, when I say picture yourself, I mean imagine. Because even if you're not there and you imagine it like it's a fantasy, you know, everyone fantasizes. They fantasize about winning the lottery, bowling that perfect 300 game, you know, whatever they're fantasizing about. So it's easy for all of us to fantasize. Just fantasize that you're already there. See yourself successful. Make it real in your mind, okay? Imagine what you'd be doing with the money that you have, with the success that you have, with the power that you have. Imagine all the good and the difference that you can make in the world and in the lives of yourself and people around you, okay? As long as you're not driving, of course, close your eyes and fill in all the details. Maybe you're rich and successful and you're eating at, you know, the best restaurant in the city or in the town where you live, and you imagine the smells of the different foods coming out to you and being placed in front of you. Imagine how it would feel to touch and chew on these foods. Imagine how you would be behaving or dressed under these circumstances, how the clothes would feel on your skin, how others perhaps would behave in response to you, how people would be looking up to you and listening to you with smiles and like, you know, they really want to learn from you, okay? Then when you see in your mind's eye how these things work out, do whatever you can in your reality to make these things happen. In other words, take that action. So if you see yourself as wealthy, and through being wealthy, you smile at everybody that serves you in the restaurant and treat them with and treat them kindly because you appreciate their service to you, then, well, you don't really have to be rich to do that, do you? So why don't you do that anyway? Start doing whatever you can do. And when you fantasize, you'll see much of what you fantasize has nothing to do with the wealth. It has to do with the good feelings you have that you've associated with having the wealth. So it's important to imagine yourself as if you already have this wealth and then take action on the things that you can actually take action on right now. For instance, most of what you take action on involves things that don't really involve the money. It just involves the attitude you have when you have the money. Okay? And we're talking a healthy attitude. We're not talking about putting people down or treating them like second-class citizens, okay? Another important tip to build your confidence and self-esteem, okay, is reach out to other people. And basically what I mean by that is say nice things. Be nice to them, okay? What you could do is make a list of things that you would like and appreciate in others, okay? Helping people, as I mentioned before, helping them whenever you can, whenever you're in a situation that, you know, where you're in an opportunity, where you have an opportunity to help, you're supposed to help. So help them. This is the universe or God or whatever you believe giving you a way to build your self-esteem. One of the best ways to build your self-esteem and self-confidence is to help other people. When you help other people, you feel more in control of your own life. That's just a natural byproduct of helping other people. It also proves to you how valuable you are because you help someone else and then they smile and they say thank you. Even if they don't say thank you, you still know you did a nice thing. It makes you feel empowered. So it's really, really important to reach out to these people and to be good to them, okay? Now, something that you can also do, or rather avoid doing, is try not to be Mr. or Miss Perfect, okay? Perfectionism actually stops you. It stops you right in your tracks. It paralyzes you and actually keeps you from accomplishing your goals. Because every step you want to take forward, you're thinking so much about it. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? Then it stops you because you're thinking too much. So it's time to use some of these other exercises that we've given you earlier in the course to help you to develop the ability to trust your gut instincts. Occasionally, you'll be wrong and you'll make mistakes. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Everybody makes mistakes. If we learn from them, they're valuable. If we don't learn from them, that's where the problems start. So please remember that that's the most important thing, okay? Don't worry about being perfect. Don't worry if you make a mistake. It's not that big a deal. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay. Another aspect that can help you to build your self-confidence and esteem, and I know this is going to sound a little shallow, but believe me, it actually isn't. Try to do the best to take care of your physical appearance. Your actual appearance, and this is more to yourself, okay, but also to others, is critical in developing your self-esteem. Remember to tuck in your shirt, okay? Try to fight that urge to be lazy and sloppy when you're in moods that aren't that great, when you're having a bad day. Keep your hair neat. Remain clean. Wash your hands. Wash your face. Okay? Be careful not to get food stains all over your clothes. And if you do, do whatever you can to get them out. One of the reasons why your physical appearance is important is because when you look at yourself, if you look neat and tidy, you feel better about yourself. If you look sloppy, you know, if I, it's funny, my father has a little joke about me. He says, when I go a few days without shaving, because I tend to grow a steel wool beard, when I go a few days without shaving, I look, shall we say, well, you see, I'm trying to come up with a word that doesn't, that isn't going to insult anybody. Okay. I look like I don't care. There you go. That's perfect. I look like I don't care. And if I don't care, people looking at me certainly aren't going to care either. So remember that how you act and dress and behave, and it doesn't mean you have to wear $500 suits if you're a man or gorgeous dresses if you're a woman, but it does mean you should be neat and tidy, whatever you're wearing. And it doesn't matter if it was a Walmart special for $1.99 or something from France for $1,099. It really doesn't make any difference at all. As long as you're neat and tidy, people realize that you give a crap. And if you give a crap, so will they. If you don't, people will tend to treat you the way that they perceive you treating yourself. Again, you don't wash your face that much. You have little stains all over your clothes. You don't tuck in your shirt. Your socks are saying a different color. You know, all these different things tell people that you don't really care. And, of course, why would people care about you either if you don't care about yourself? They say that, you know, you're ready for love, to have someone love you when you are ready to love yourself. So remember that how you treat yourself has a lot to do with how other people treat you. And sometimes you can take that as a mirror, actually. So if you find that other people are treating you poorly, you may want to stop and exercise one of those tricks I was telling you guys about earlier, about putting up that sticky note that says, I listen to what I say. You may notice that you treat yourself worse than they do. And if you practice treating yourself better, you may be very surprised how people around you apparently magically change how they start treating you too. You know, we live our lives in a bit of a bubble. And we believe that people treat us poorly, or the world treats us poorly, or fate treats us poorly because we have bad luck. You know, or maybe we made a mistake, so we feel like we deserve this. You know, that's not how it is. That's not how life works. You don't deserve anything bad just because you made a mistake. And nobody just has bad luck. If you listen to what you say and you pay attention to what you think, you will see, if your situation isn't all you want it to be, that you are programming yourself for this. And once you stop that, first of all, by becoming aware, secondly, by practicing positive reinforcement, in other words, using the negative thought or speech pattern to trigger the release of a positive one, then you start changing the programming. And when you change the programming, everything changes from there. Now, another way to build your self-confidence is to get in touch with your own creative side. Okay, now everybody has a creative side, whether you're a graphic artist, whether you're in advertising, whether you're a plumber, whether you're a janitor, whether you're a surgeon, it doesn't matter what you are. And all of these positions, and every position out there, is equally important. Okay, but I was just going through, you know, polar opposites just to give you an indication of that everything is included in this, okay? It's important to get regular exercise. Now, I understand some of you, excuse me, cannot get regular exercise. Maybe you're physically unable to. That doesn't mean you can't exercise in your mind. Okay, everyone can imagine themselves taking a walk through a field and smelling the flowers and hearing the birds and things like that. People who can't run or who are older or maybe they have certain disabilities, they can do other things that will help. As a matter of fact, various studies have shown that if you exercise in your mind, your muscles actually get a certain degree of experience as if you had literally exercised. So you need to remember some kind of movement, whether that is from an intellectual point of view or whether that's from an actual physical point of view or in some cases from both sides of the spectrum. That's what we really want to do, okay? We want to get some exercise, okay? When you exercise, you're taking action. When you're taking action, you feel more in control, okay? Do things like listening to music that you enjoy. You know, that old line, commune with nature. Meditate. Put on a TMM recording, okay, and get in touch with yourself. Or just put it on and let whatever happens happen, okay? As you do these things, don't try to do anything. Remember, the word try is an interesting word because it lets you know that there's resistance. We don't want resistance. We want nature to take its course. So you just want to let whatever happens happen. If a thought enters your head, it enters your head. Let it go when it wants to go. When it goes, it goes. Feel free to daydream. You know, fantasize about being Superman or Wonder Woman or The Thing or anything, you know, about being President of the United States or the Premier of India. You know, it doesn't really matter. Whatever you want, imagine, daydream. Think about what your passions were as a child. You know, think back to what you wanted to do, what you wanted to be, what you wanted to accomplish, what you wanted to enjoy, anything along those lines. And then think to yourself, huh, okay, now that's what I used to think about. What do I fantasize about now? And compare the two. And see if you've lost touch with your child. And if there's a way to bring the two together again. It's an interesting exercise, actually. I believe that joy comes from the child within us. Responsibility, you know, seriousness, these kinds of things come from the adult. But true joy, heartfelt joy, comes from the heart of a child. We all have that child within us. And many of us have been told, you're an adult now. It's not time to be a child anymore. You are an adult. Well, you know what? There's a time to be an adult, and there's a time to be a child. And there are times when it's good to be a little bit of both. So don't be afraid to let the child out, because it's the child that will allow you to enjoy your life and to get joy from your life. It's the child that enjoys a good movie. It's not the adult, it's the child. It's the child that enjoys an ice cream cone. It's the child that enjoys play. The adult is the one that gets things done, that makes dinner, that makes your bed, that shaves, showers, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what the adult does. So the adult's very important, but the child is equally important. So let's work on getting in touch with your creative side and, you know, understanding what you wanted then and what you want now, and see if maybe that might not be the reason why you're having a difficult time. Maybe you've moved away from your true dreams, your true intentions, your true desires, into something that's more stereotyped, if you will. And, you know, part of the problem is, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are multimillionaires and they're miserable. So don't think, you know, oh, I wish I had money. If I had money, then I'd be happy. Because that's not necessarily true. What the problem is, and I believe that this is evidence of it again, is that you move away from what you truly want, because as you grow older, you're told, you know, owning a beautiful car, having a beautiful husband or wife, having gorgeous kids, you know, all these things are what will make you happy. And then you go ahead and you get all these things, and you're not. Or you don't get them, and you strive for them. And you spend your whole time wasting your life going after things that you don't really want, but the society has told you that you want. Because when you were a kid, you knew what you wanted. When you're an adult, you start listening to what everybody else tells you you want. And that's a real problem. So please, you know, out of this class, take very seriously my point that you need to get in touch with the child and you need to let the child live, breathe, and exist. The child shouldn't rule your life. But just like a good parent, the child should be allowed to express themselves, and the child should be allowed to get joy. And if you are a parent, you know as well as I do, although I'm not a parent myself, but I still get joy when I see a child having fun. When you hear a child laughing or giggling or being silly, nothing gives an adult more joy than watching that. And if you're a parent, it's probably tenfold, I would expect. So remember, don't just let your children express themselves, which is very important, by the way, and we discussed this in the last class. But it's also important, and this is where we change a little bit, to allow the child within you to express itself as well, and to have fun, and to frolic, and to enjoy itself. So please remember that, okay? Now, we're going to move on to the next point. The next point is to respect yourself. A great way to do this is to sit down with a notepad, and I suggest notepads. Whenever I suggest writing something down or making notes, please write it down, pen or pencil to paper, and write. The reason why I say this rather than sitting at your computer and tapping away is when you write, you actually promote the creation of neural pathways. You actually stimulate neurons in your brain. When you type, you don't do that. That connection is lost. Okay? You're typing different keys, but your brain doesn't realize that they're different keys. Like to the internal workings of your brain, it doesn't mean anything. When you're writing, you actually create a neural connection between your physical world and your psychological or mental space. And that makes such a big difference that you can't believe. So those of you who might be practicing some of these things on your computer and wondering why they're not working, now you know. Try writing them out for a few days. I think you'll be very, very surprised. So what I'd like you to do then is to maybe list 50 reasons why you can respect yourself. Now, 50 reasons sounds like an awful lot of reasons, okay? But if you get stuck, think of people who admire you or who have admired you or complimented you, and write down the kinds of things that you might imagine them saying. even silly things like, you know what, you have such cute earlobes. Believe it or not, I've gotten that compliment a few times. You have cute earlobes. Okay. I'm not sure why I should feel good about that, but thank you. Okay. So anything, okay? But do as best as you can to get as many as you can. If you have trouble, there's nothing wrong with asking people. You have friends or associates or whatever, just ask them, hey, anything about me that you like? You know, the way I act, the way I smell, the way I walk, the way I dance, you know, I mean, anything. And you'll see. You'll be able to add to the list. It's quite a it's quite an experience when you do things like this, because often the more difficult they are, much like writing the affirmations from one of my earlier classes, the harder it is sometimes, the more valuable it is. Because the process of actually writing out and finding 50 of these things, or the process of actually writing out and figuring out how to write affirmations that your head, your gut, your heart agree with, is not the easiest thing in the world. But to do it allows you to work through so many amazing things. Just the process of doing this is in itself invaluable. Okay? So don't think for a minute that, you know, I can't do this now because I only came up with 12 reasons why I could feel good about myself. That doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference at all. Okay? You just keep working at it and working at it and working at it. It's kind of like a crossword or a word find puzzle. You know, you may find 5 or 6 words really quick, but after that, it's a real struggle. You know they're there. So you just got to keep looking. Okay? And you got to keep imagining. And you know what? If you can't come up with anything else, I want you to imagine and make things up about yourself. Okay? After you've made these things up, look at your list. And then maybe these things that you imagined are things you want to be working on. It's kind of like, well, why did I come up with these things that I imagined? You imagined them because maybe they're traits you'd like to have. They're traits you'd like people to see in you. So these are things that you should do and use as kind of like a ruler or a gauge for what your next step should be in your personal development. You know, people think I'm funny. Well, maybe I need to be more outspoken. Okay, people think I have nice hair. Oh, well, maybe I need to start combing my hair. People think that I have a nice smile. Well, maybe I need to smile more often. You know, that kind of a thing. So you'd be amazed how these exercises, even though they may seem a little mundane and a little silly at times, actually give you such insight into who you are and who you can be. Okay, so it's this whole course is a true travel, a voyage of self-discovery. And when you take it from that perspective, your potential for growth is really quite unlimited. Okay, another point, look for a silver lining. Always look for something good. When you're going through tough times, find something. Okay, some knowledge, some strength, something that you wouldn't ordinarily notice or have if it were not for what you're going through. You know, they say that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. That is so true. And you know what? You can't tell a nice person or a happy person by how they act when things are going well for them. The best way to tell what kind of person you're dealing with is observe them when things aren't going so well for them. Observe them when things are tough. Observe them when they've got a really horrible cold that can barely breathe, kind of like me. You know, whatever it is, observe them and notice, okay? And look for the things that are happening and look for the traits that you show when you're like that. And if you notice something that isn't very good, well, that's, again, something you could use to work on. It's self-discovery. It helps you to work on it. But looking for the silver lining in everything, for instance, you had a job for 30 years. You've been let go. Well, I see a silver lining right away. I've had a job for 30 years. How boring must that have been? Even if it wasn't boring, isn't it time for a change? Don't you think maybe you could grow, you could develop? What an incredible thing. You know, a lot of people are trapped in jobs that they've had forever. and they're really not very happy, but they're there because, well, you know, it kind of pays the bills. What about the person who is now forced out of that job? Now they have an opportunity to start doing something entirely different. They now have total control over their lives. You actually have a new beginning. In a sense, you've been reborn. That, to me, is something to be excited about, not something to be upset about. So, again, that's an example of how to look for the silver lining. Okay. When you act according to what you believe is right. Act in line with your values. Okay? Occasionally, our values are in conflict. When these things happen, you can do things like role-playing and explore various actions and reactions, consequences to what may happen. Act it out. See what feels best for you, and then use that as your final solution to move forward with. You don't have to just act and see what happens or act and hope for the best. What you can do is you can play it out in your mind, or better yet, find a friend or a relative that will act it out with you and see how it could work out. And then go from there and decide, hey, you know what? Maybe this is what I want to consider. Maybe I actually want to consider, this action instead. And you know what? If you weren't thinking about it beforehand, maybe you would have done something else and maybe it wouldn't work out so well. So definitely, feel free to role play and imagine circumstances and how they would play out. And then choose the best result and act on that one in real life and see how that goes. In most cases, I think you'll find that you'll be quite happy with the results. Another point and tip is to be good to yourself on a daily basis. What that means is every single day of your life, I want you to do something for you. Not something for your kids, not something for your husband or your wife or your partner, not something for society, not something for God or the universe, something for you. Even if it's little, it doesn't matter. Just one thing every day that you do for you that puts a smile on your face, that makes you feel good. Every single day. You do that, you will be amazed at the differences. Okay? You will be absolutely amazed at the differences. The next point, I'd like you to consider challenging yourself. Do things that would otherwise maybe stick you, maybe make you feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe go back to school and take a night school course. Maybe you don't have the greatest singing voice, but, at the local community center, they're offering a choir tryouts or something. Go try out for the choir. Travel. If you always go to Florida on your vacation, maybe try going to Texas or try going to Denver or try going to New York. Try something different. Change it up a little bit, okay? It's easier to do new things and to try new things and to act different ways when you're not in the same normal circumstances. You see, when you're living and you're around something that's the same all the time, you tend to get into a little bit of a rut in that you act the same, you behave the same. These kinds of things happen over and over again, and then we're in a rut. However, when you're away from these cues, if you will, when you're away from the same walls, when you're away from the same furniture, the same TV, the same people, you will notice that it's much easier to do things that are outside of yourself as well. So if you're having a hard time taking action, and if you're having a hard time changing things, then change your surroundings a little bit. If you go out every Saturday night with your friends to the same bar because, you feel comfortable there, why don't you go out with different friends or even by yourself to a different bar? Maybe just to a restaurant. Instead of having restaurant or dinner with a whole bunch of friends, why don't you just have dinner by yourself? And people watch. People watch is fascinating. It's quite neat, actually. And smile and enjoy yourself. Try things that are different. And once again, if you have a hard time doing that, change your surroundings. You'll find that it's easier to, to be different in different surroundings. Okay? Allow yourself, once you do these things, to feel good about yourself. Hey, I did this. That's really neat. Allow yourself to feel accomplished and a sense of accomplishment, and allow yourself to feel good about that. And understand that you're growing, that your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and your personality are growing as a result of you taking these new steps. Practice optimism. Okay, this is pretty important also. Dispute or argue with any of the beliefs you have that are negative. And we all have those, okay? The government stinks, the economy stinks, that's why I stink. I can't get a good job because the economy stinks. It's not my fault, it's not my doing, it's the world I live in, okay? Think of these things, okay, these thoughts you have, as temporary instead of permanent. Think of them as specific instead of generalized. In other words, they are generalized to people who believe in them. If you look around you, despite your belief that the economy is bad and all the news, it's all over the news, and you know my belief in the news, you should stop listening to the news, but if you are listening to the news and it's telling you how bad the economy is, that is just supplementing your belief that you can't do anything because, well, the economy stinks, how can I do anything if the economy stinks? Well, if you look around you, you'll notice that there's lots of people out there driving really nice cars and living in really nice homes and wearing really nice clothes. So are they living in a different world where the economy is good? You know, you have to start asking questions. You have to wonder, why do I think negative all the time? Is it because everything is negative and I'm just seeing things realistically? Or is it because I've bought in to a drama that's out there? You know, have I bought into all of this? Because think about it, and I really want you to think about this, and I'll say it again. Look around you. There are people with wealth. There are people with health. There are people with everything that you want. They live in exactly the same planet, exactly in the same world, exactly in the same city, exactly. But they have, and I don't. Why is that? Maybe they don't buy into the BS that's spewing everywhere. Maybe they don't buy into the fear and the silliness on the news. Maybe they don't buy into any of this garbage. You need to start using the abilities you have of observation and reason and logic and realize that things we take as truths simply are not truths. And the evidence is everywhere. Many religions tell us, live life in poverty, because that teaches you humility and it teaches you to be closer to your Creator and all these things. But look at the leaders of these religions. They all live in opulence. They adorn themselves in rubies and gems and diamonds and robes with gold inlay. Open your eyes, people. We're being told lies every step of the way, and you're buying into it, and that's why your life is where it's at. You need to start realizing, you need to start understanding that you have senses, you have the ability, that if you just stop listening to everything as if it's the truth, and you start using your given talents of reason and logic, you can see that many of the things that you believe that make you pessimistic, that make you believe your life is supposed to be crappy, are plain wrong. They are plain and simply wrong. Please, 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 if you take nothing else out of this class, take the fact that you have to question everything. If it's negative, question it because it's wrong. Everything around you proves it's wrong. All these basic truths we're told have obvious things about them that prove to you they're wrong. Rich people are everywhere. They live in the same economy we do. Thus, we can be rich. We don't have to live lives in poverty. The people telling us to, the leaders, aren't doing it. Why is it important that we do it? Why are we called sheep? I think it's time to stop being sheep. I think it's time to be human beings and to respect ourselves and to understand that we are all worthy of so much more. And there is plenty of the wealth, and there's plenty of the health to go around to every single being on this planet when the understanding is there that this is what all of our birthrights are. Okay? So please, the next time you allow yourself to be pessimistic or to feel down about something, I want you to look around and understand why you're feeling like that. And if you're like me, you're going to see a lot of things that prove that that belief system that's making me feel bad just isn't true. And when you make that realization that it isn't true, you will make a massive jump forward, because all of a sudden you will not be buying into the dogma and into the drama that has been taught to us and embedded and inbred into us for centuries and even millennia. And we will start to change the programming. And all of a sudden, everybody will get to be joyous. Everybody will get to be loving. Everybody will get to be happy. And there won't be greed, there won't be theft, and there won't be any of these things in the world anymore. So please, question when things don't feel comfortable. Odds are, that's a signal for you to question. That's why it doesn't feel comfortable, because it doesn't feel right. Okay, we're going to move on to the next thing now. Don't take things personally. When people around you behave in ways that you find rude or annoying, okay, that tells you something about that person and how they're feeling at the moment. It also tells you a little bit about who you are and that these things bother you. Now, what's the best way to do this is, instead of being angry or upset with them, try to see their pain or their fear. Usually, that's what's behind these actions. Instead of thinking of them as bad people or mean or spiteful, why don't you think of them as people in need of help and love and understanding? It is my firm belief that if everybody had understanding and if everybody had love in their hearts, then there would be no way that they would be able to do anything that would annoy you, because they'd be happy. Happy people don't steal. Happy people don't get angry. Happy people don't become fearful. Happy people are just happy. That doesn't mean you're happy all the time, but that's our goal. Our goal is to be happy all the time. So don't take things so personally, and when people do things that bother you, understand that maybe what they're lacking in is understanding. If you can help them with understanding, great. If you can't, send them wishes in your mind, in your eyes, in your words that wish for them to be happy and have understanding. Along the lines of not taking things so personally would follow, of course, don't take so many things so seriously either. It's really important to see the humorous side of everyday life. And if you look at the things that happen to you, even the mistakes and the silly things, excuse me one second, please. Thank you. Even the stupid things that happen are really quite funny when you pause to look at them. When you can see the serious and funny side of any situation, your perspective and approach to that situation is likely to be better and more balanced. So the point here is lighten up. Okay? When you lighten up, you'll be much more resilient, all right? You'll bounce back from things and disappointments and embarrassing moments a hell of a lot faster, and more people will like you better too. If you practice these measures that I've given you, they will help you to reinforce your own belief in your self-worth, and they'll increase your sense of self-confidence and self-esteem. Essentially, you will be creating, by practicing these points that I've just given you, and creating a key that you'll be able to use to unlock unbeatable and unstoppable self-confidence in you. And when you notice yourself tripping a little, you start practicing a few of these things again, actually should be doing them all the time anyway. But if you do let up and you start noticing yourself slipping, you practice them, you see it'll come back even faster the second time. Now, other things that you can do, because today's class, like I said, is particularly about helpful hints and exercises that we can use to help ourselves to be better, to feel better, and to be happier. Okay? So, we're going to continue on, and I'm going to try not to expound too much because I'm looking through my notes, and I see that there's a whole bunch of stuff to go through. So, one of the things that you can do is to recognize your insecurities. Actually, before I move on to that, I just want to remind people that if they have any comments, they can, if they're on the phone, if they can wait till the question period, please write them down. And during the question period, type *2 on your phone. That'll put your hand up. If you have an urgent issue or statement you'd like to make, you can *2 during the lecture. I'll see you and I'll work you in as soon as I can. If you are online and you have questions, you can type them into the box. If they're really urgent, add a bunch of stars and asterisks to your note, and I'll know that it's urgent. Otherwise, just type them in any time you want, and I will get to them as soon as we have the opportunity. Okay, thank you very much. Now, we're going to go to the next step. So, recognize your insecurities. So, basically what that means is you start to listen to the voice. You know that voice that Eden Energy is really good at saying, hey, shut up already? That's the voice you want to listen to, okay? And you got to see what it's saying. Understand what it is that makes you self-conscious, okay? It can be anything from maybe acne. Maybe you're overweight or underweight. Maybe your friends pick on you a little bit. It can make you feel unworthy, ashamed, inferior. Whatever it is, your insecurities, understand them and write them down. Don't see yourself as ineffective or as less than other people. So don't walk around with the idea in your head that other people are better than you are, because it just isn't the case. It doesn't matter whether you're at work, school, or at a party. Everybody has their strengths. Everybody has their weaknesses. Okay? So to a certain degree, everyone should be walking around with a certain feeling of being better than everyone else. But by that same token, everybody else should feel that way as well. So basically what we're looking at here is it's okay to feel good about yourself and to be confident about yourself. As a matter of fact, that's very healthy. The trick is not to go too far with it, okay? You can be very happy with yourself. You can be very confident with yourself. You can be very pleased with yourself. But the minute that that feeling, okay, the minute that that pleasure, that feeling of accomplishment makes you think that you're better than somebody else, that is a sign that you've gone too far. You need to take a few deep breaths, and you need to get your perspective back, okay? Very, very important. Otherwise, you're just going to look like an idiot, and everyone around you will lose all respect for you. And, of course, when that happens, they'll stop listening to you, they'll stop treating you with respect, and your confidence and self-esteem plummets. So very, very important to remember. Feel great about yourself, but never, ever at the expense of someone else. You know, some of the weakest people in the world are the people who look like they have lots of confidence, but are always putting other people down, always exposing other people's weaknesses. It's distraction. It's like a magician. All they're practicing is sleight of hand. They are pointing at somebody's deficiencies with their left hand, so you don't see how ineffectual their right hand is. Okay? You don't want to be like that. At the same time, remember, you are entitled to feel good about yourself. So go ahead and do it. Okay? Remember that nobody's perfect. Even the person you idolize the most, that you respect the most, okay, even these people have insecurities. At some point in any life, we all lack something. And that's life. Okay? Life is filled with this. Everybody goes through it. One of the reasons why it's not just you in the world is because other people are there to learn from and to talk to. So if you feel that you have insecurities about something, don't hide it or work to hide it. Find someone that you can talk to about it and express yourself. Many times insecurities make you more human. And simply by expressing them, you can get over them to a large degree. It also lets people know that you are human. You know, sometimes very successful people are seen as infallible. They can't make mistakes. They're perfect. Well, let's face it. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. They make mistakes too. Okay? We all make mistakes. I have something to give you. You have something to give me. This is nature. This is one reason why I always ask people not just to ask questions. I mean, if you have a question, great. Ask. Feel free. Because you need to ask if you want to. But at the same time, if you're inspired to say something, don't bite your tongue because you're shy, especially in this forum. Look, you're totally independent here. You're totally anonymous. No one has to know who you are. Most people won't know who you are anyway. So you can say what you want. You can type what you want. Anything you want to say, do it. It's a wonderful step to getting out there. When you help people, it makes a really big difference, okay? A really big difference. It's important to identify your successes. So remember that everyone has a skill they're good at. You need to do things that interest you, because that's a good indicator of what you might be good at yourself, okay? And then once you identify these things, it's a decent idea to focus your talents there. Give yourself the allowance to be proud that you're good at something. It's okay. Again, not at somebody else's expense. But it's all right to give yourself credit for things you're good at and that you succeed at. Basically, when you feel inferior, you're in a state of mind where you basically think of yourself as a victim. So I say, don't allow yourself to be victimized. Instead, express yourself, whether it's through anything. Art, music, writing, math, geography, anything. You know, some people can find their satisfaction and their joy out of any job well done. Cleaning a kitchen, cleaning a bathroom, polishing wine glasses or chess pieces, making it just so. You know, whatever gives you that sense of satisfaction, that's what you do, okay? Something that gives you joy. That's the really important thing here, okay? If you find it difficult to find a couple of things that give you joy or that you just love to do, then try thinking about things that others do that you'd like to do. And then start slow and work on it until you feel that you can do something with it. There's always a way to identify what you want. And when you do that, you identify ways to build your self-confidence and self-esteem. Also, by doing exercises like this to help you discover, you know, what you're interested in and where your joys lie, you're actually adding a whole bunch of different things to your life that will also add to your sense of confidence. It will also increase your chances of finding people who have similar interests, which allow you to make more friends, which allow you to do more of what you enjoy, which allows you to feel more confident, which allows you to make new friends, which allows you to do more of what you enjoy. You see the cycle? You see the snowball? It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is a snowball you don't mind hopping on and joining for the ride. Something else that's very important. Be thankful for what you have. Okay? Really, really important. Be grateful. Gratitude is truly a large, large key. A lot of times, the root of your insecurity, your lack of confidence, is because you feel like you don't have enough of something or just have enough, period. It could be something, you don't have enough love, you don't have enough money, you don't have enough success. All you're thinking about is what you don't have. That's anti-gratitude. What you want to do is you want to find things that you can be grateful for. That will build your confidence, okay? Don't think of what you don't have. Don't be ungrateful for what you don't have. Be grateful for what you do have. Be positive, even if you don't feel positive. And I talked about this in a previous class. Don't allow you to pity yourself. And don't allow other people to empower you to pity yourself either, okay? And definitely don't allow other people to make you feel bad about yourself. If you act the part long enough, you're likely to feel the part, ultimately. So you just keep believing it, and you make it reality. Okay? Speak positively about yourself. This goes back to the little sticky note. Think about what you say and listen to what you say. Think about it. Pay attention to it, okay? And when you catch yourself thinking or saying something negative, make sure you replace it with something positive. And there's always something positive. A homeless person lying on the subway grating can be grateful for the heat from the subway. There's something there always, okay? There's always something there. When you are like this, you actually reinforce the good in your mind and you encourage your growth in that direction. So the more you practice it, literally the less negative thoughts and the less negative talk that you actually experience. And I can tell you from personal experience, not just for myself, but from many, many people I know who you know, have heard this and done this, it works. Again, all of these suggestions I'm giving you today, it doesn't matter whether you believe in them or not. Do them. Believe me, you'll become a believer. I guarantee it, okay? Now, if someone compliments you, don't be shy and shrug it off, okay? If someone says, hey, you look really good today, or you know what, I like what you just said there, be really happy about it and say thank you very much with a big smile on your face. You're grateful that they noticed something that you did well or that you thought out well or that you look well, whatever, okay? Don't be worried about being politically correct here, okay? It's okay to be grateful for a compliment. So if someone gives you a compliment, a big, happy, thanks so much. I really appreciate that, okay? You'll see. It'll make you feel better. You know, I just did that as an example, and I could feel my energy level rise just by saying that. Look in the mirror and smile. I made this suggestion before as well, but I'm repeating some of these over and over again through different parts of the class because they're simple little things that if you do will make a very, very large difference. There are actually studies, okay, and this is, believe it or not, it has an entire name, a big fancy name. It's called the facial feedback theory, okay? And what these studies suggest is that the expressions on your face actually encourage your brain to register certain emotions. Therefore, if you look in the mirror and you smile at yourself every day, now remember, smiling may be a little tough, so think of something silly or funny, or do what I do, make a silly face and crack yourself up. It doesn't really matter, okay? But you do this every day, you may notice that you're feeling happier with yourself and more confident, okay? And these are things that, you know, everybody can do, every single person. The next thing, fake it. Yes, I paused intentionally that one. Along the same lines of smiling to make yourself feel happy, acting confident can actually make you believe you are confident. You can pretend that you're a completely different version of yourself. Go through the motions and see how you feel. You might be surprised. You'll be surprised how people treat you. That might make you realize that maybe, in reality, you're not really faking it after all. Maybe all these years you've been faking the part of somebody who has very low confidence and very low self-esteem. And quite frankly, I believe 98% of the people out there who believe that they have low self-esteem, who scored very poorly on the test at the beginning of the class when this all started, I believe 98% of you actually have very healthy self-esteem, but you have bought into a lie because you've been faking low self-esteem because society teaches us to be modest. Don't accept compliments. Don't think too highly of yourself. Don't do this. Don't do that. No, don't. No, don't. No, don't. No, don't. Do you see how disempowering that is? How horrible that is? That's what society does to us on a nonstop basis. I believe that most of you will find, whether it's by the end of this course or whether it's by another 2 months or 3 months or 4 months of practicing these exercises, that you will realize you always had healthy self-confidence and self-esteem, but you bought into other people's lies and dramas and society's lies and dramas about how you're supposed to feel and act in public. And essentially, you've been faking it so much that you believe now that you don't have self-confidence or self-esteem. So there you go. That's my personal theory on it. So when I say fake it, in a way, I believe you're already faking it. It's time now to use the same philosophy and the same methodology to bring yourself back to where you really are and to who you really are. Stick to your principles, okay? Often this could be a little rough, but if you don't have something you can believe in, then you don't really have anything. You need to take a stand for things, okay? You need to have an opinion, no matter what may have happened in your life. You can always claim from this day on that you are a person of principle and you stand by them. It's not easy often. You know, you have group thought and group power working against you many times, but you got to stick to your principles. I think if you look at your life and you look at the times when you haven't, you'll find those are some of the most bitter disappointments in your lives as well, in your lives as well. So stick to them, believe in them, okay? Help others. When you know that you're kind to people around you, and when you know that you're making a positive difference in their lives, even if it's just for a second, you don't know their name, you don't know who they are, whatever, then you know that you're a positive influence in the world around you. This in itself boosts your self-confidence. If you are particularly low, or if you have the time, a great thing to do is to volunteer at least a couple times a month at a shelter maybe, at a food kitchen, a soup kitchen, maybe at a school. Do a nice thing for your neighbor. Maybe you're out cutting your grass one day and you have a little extra energy and you just go across and you cut your neighbor's grass too. Maybe you're shoveling your driveway and you have a little extra energy. You shovel your neighbor's driveway or their walkway, and they get up in the morning going, oh, no, I got a shovel. What a drag. And they look out their door and they go, wow, isn't that amazing? I can tell you, I used to live in a place called Newmarket, and it snowed like crazy out there. I'd be sweeping off the porch. I'd be shoveling the driveway of my neighbor all the time just because I love to hear the thank you afterwards. So really help other people, okay? That is an incredibly long-lasting confidence builder. All right. It's also a nice way to build respect in the community for other people to respect you, look up to you, and therefore for you to start respecting yourself and to look up to yourself as well. Now, that being said, you shouldn't care too much about what other people think of you when it comes to things like you helping others or sticking to your principles, because some people will think, oh, well, they're just out for this or they're just out for that. Everyone, there will always be people who think you're out for ulterior motives, okay? Don't worry about what these people think. What is important is what you think. You're doing this to help other people, and by helping other people or by being good to other people, you're being good to yourself. If being good to yourself like this is selfish, then I think the entire world needs to be selfish. Personally, I am incredibly selfish. I love feeling good, and one of the things that makes me feel the best is to help other people and see that smile on their face, or hear that little bit of gratitude afterwards. So I will help people on purpose just to see that smile, just to hear that little thank you. So I say, be just as bad as I am, okay? Go out of your way to make yourself happy and make sure that you're happy by making other people happy, and the world around you just cannot help but benefit from this. Remember, remember that if someone insults you and puts you down, remember that they're not perfect and they're coming from a bad place, okay? They do this because they're not happy and they don't have understanding. So if you want them to stop this, you don't wish bad things on them. You wish them to be happy and to have understanding. And when they do, they won't be insulting you anymore. They won't be putting you down. They'll be just a little more perfect than they were before. You'll be happier and they'll be happier. And that's what it's really all about, right? So, we talked about exercise. Let's add eating healthy to this as well. Exercise actually creates endorphins, which is something that the TMM recordings also do. When you get endorphins, it makes you feel happy. it also makes you feel healthier. And that's a great way to boost your self-confidence. When you're feeling really, really insecure, a great thing to do is to write down a list of things that are good about you, then read the list back to yourself. You'll be surprised what you come up with. You'll also be surprised with how your energy changes and how you feel. You can turn feelings of envy or jealousy into a desire to achieve and accept things. So stop wanting what others have just because they have it, okay? When you see that, you know, your neighbor has 2.5 cars, you get 2.5 cars, you're not going to be happy just because they have them, okay? You want to find what makes you happy. If your neighbor is happy with 2.5 cars and you have 1 car, be happy for them. There's no need to be in a race here or a competition. The only competition is with yourself, and the only race is with yourself to see how much longer it's going to take for you to gain the understanding that is required for you to begin to get the true joy out of life that you're entitled to. That's the only race that you're in, okay? Try to make yourself talk positively at all times. When you notice the bad coming out of your mind or out of your mouth, use that as a signal, okay, or a trigger, if you will, that you need to think or say something positive or happy. When you do this, you will change the energy around. The more you do this, the less you will think negative and talk negative, the less negative will happen to you. It is a natural fact of life. This is how the universe works. Every single person, whether they're a model, actor in Hollywood, or wandering the streets, okay, every single person is beautiful in their own unique way. Anybody who tries to tell you that thinner is more beautiful, that liposuction is more beautiful, that, you know, Botox is more beautiful, that a facelift is more beautiful, that, you know, a hair replacement is more beautiful, that a hair color is more beautiful, that a tummy tuck, a butt tuck, anything else is more beautiful, they're wrong. Okay? These are people with low self-esteem and low confidence who are trying to mask it with themselves by giving themselves some kind of false sense of physicality that has nothing to do with who they are as a person. Look, it doesn't matter who you are. What's really important is the beauty inside of you, not on the outside. And I'll tell you what, I can tell you in my experience, and this is probably in most of yours if you stop and think about it too. In my experience, I have met plenty of people who, on a physical level, I thought were extremely beautiful. There are plenty of people that I met on a physical level that I thought were okay. I can also tell you that after talking with many of these people, their looks changed, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Now, obviously, they weren't going through some strange kind of mutation. However, how you relate to people affects how you see them. Beauty is truly on the inside. And anybody is beautiful once you discover their true inner beauty. By the way, you, every single one of you out there, whether you're listening live now, whether you're going to be listening to this on a podcast, or whether you're going to hear it both ways, each and every one of you is beautiful. And you are beautiful because we are all beautiful. We all have things about us that make us beautiful, okay? Don't get locked in to the garbage of our society where if you have a bald spot and you're a man, you're less of a man, okay? Don't get locked in to this thing that if you have laugh lines and you're a woman, or if you have, you know, the skin sagging under your arms and you're a woman, that you're less of a woman. That is a load of crap that is just out there because psychologically they know that they can make more sales if they make you feel bad about yourself. What a wonderful world we live in where the news media tries to do everything it can to scare the crap out of you and where the marketing media does everything they can to make you feel totally deficient and defective. It's no wonder we feel these ways. So, again, one of the best ways to lose these feelings is stop listening and believing in these media sources. Stop exposing yourself to them. stop exposing yourself to the so-called, you know, what is beautiful and what isn't beautiful crap. Because it's all garbage. You are all beautiful people, and I love every single one of you because you're all part of the same being that I'm a part of. And we're all equally important, and we're all equally beautiful, and we all equally deserve everything there is. Happiness is not about being lucky or attractive, okay? Happiness is about being happy inside your own skin. It's about letting go of these bad feelings and these lies that I just spoke of. It's about allowing yourself to have fun. Okay? And that's fun for what you say is fun, not what the media tells you is fun. Okay? Things that make you happy. Pardon me. Things that make you happy. Things that make you joyous. This is what I'm talking about. The reason people reflect back on their childhood all the time is because that's one of the times of their richest times in their lives, okay? When they were living their life without all these lies that we as adults have to deal with. That's one of the reasons why I say go back to your childhood, see what you wanted out of life then, and compare it to what you want out of life now, and see if you haven't gotten off track. And if you have, get back on track, and that'll be your closest way to being happy and satisfied in your life today. Again, smile, smile, smile. Always find reasons to smile. The more you smile, the happier you are. The more endorphins you'll release, the better your attitude will be, the more people will enjoy being around you. Say what comes to your mind. If you have an instinct to do something, to help someone, to say something, do it. It's probably the right thing. That's why you feel this urge to do it. Now, you may want to think about it for a second or two before you say it, just to make sure that you're tactful and you don't hurt anybody's feelings or offend anybody, but you still do it. Practice good posture. Your body language tells a lot of people how you feel about yourself. It also tells you how you feel about yourself. If you don't take a lot of care about how you're sitting or standing, it shows certain inconsistencies in your personality to other people. But more importantly, it can show it to yourself too. Okay? How you hold yourself up sends a message to the world. But it also sends a message to you. So you need to listen to how the world's reacting. And maybe by changing certain things like that, you can change very simply how the world sees you as well. Okay. There's a thing you can do to provide yourself with an extra measure of confidence by using something called the best me technique, okay? And when you think about it, self-confidence is really about knowledge. So if you improve your knowledge on subjects that you think are interesting, that will, by virtue, increase your sense of self-confidence as well. Very important to remember that. Be true and honest to yourself. You can never, ever be truly confident or have high self-esteem if you don't accept yourself as you are. You may have imperfections. You also have natural talents. You have to accept the fact that you will never be perfect at everything. But you are who you are, and this is someone you can be happy with because we all are cut from the same cloth. None of us are perfect at everything. We are all who we are. Okay? If you spend a lot of time wondering or worrying what people think of you, try focusing on other things. Read a book. You know, listen to music. Develop your personality. If you happen to be walking outside or even inside and you catch a glance with somebody else, your eyes meet, make sure you smile. Even quick little wave hello. You don't have to start a conversation. Just make that quick little connection. Okay. We're going to, let's see what the time is now. Okay. I'm going to try to go through this a little quickly now. I've got about 4 or 5 exercises I want to get through, and then we're going to get to the question and answer period. So the first exercise to develop self-esteem, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to want to go somewhere private, okay, where other people won't be around to make you feel self-conscious. What you should do is continue this until you realize something positive about yourself. Don't be surprised if you have to push yourself a little bit. Just stick with it, okay? This is what it is. Okay, and remember, some of these exercises may sound a little weird. But, you know, especially with this one, that's why I'm saying be alone. All right, first exercise, start laughing. Okay, now I'm not saying, you know, turn on an episode of Seinfeld or something and start laughing while you're watching a late dance or something. Okay, I don't even want you to think of something funny. I want you just to make yourself laugh. Pretend that you're an actor and the, you know, and the director is giving you an audition and they want you to laugh. So you're going to laugh. You have nothing funny to laugh at. You're just going to start laughing. Silly laugh. Scary laugh. You know, have fun with it, okay? And then continue laughing. Keep laughing as long as you can until you realize something really, really good about yourself. Okay? And then do it again tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. You may think I'm joking. Okay? You may think that I've got a little camera in your room and all you guys are going to be up on YouTube the next day and everyone's going to be pointing and laughing at you. But you'll see. You'll get some incredible results. So remember, laughing is the best medicine, and it's also the first exercise that I want you to do every day if you can, all right? And when I say if you can, I mean find time. Do it. The next exercise, you know, this could be a little bit strange as well. You have to do this one outside, and preferably where there aren't a lot of trees so you can see pretty far away. This one also needs to be done until you have a positive view or idea about yourself. And if you do it long enough, you will get this happening, okay? So I want you to go to a place where you feel comfortable, you won't be disturbed, a large open area. Now, I want you to look at something small. So you may want to write this down, not now, but you can write it down when you download the podcast, okay? So first thing is, look at something very small. Examine it, observe it, try to notice as many facts about it as you can. Then look at something far away. And the same thing. Try to focus in on it, try to examine it as best you can. Now look for something big. Again, looking at all the characteristics. Look at something interesting to you. Now look at something big. And that's it. Now, what I mean is, concentrate on these things, each of these things, for just a few seconds. And then go to the next part. Each time you do it, you can look at different things, the same thing, it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you do it enough times. And what I mean, or when I say enough times, I mean do it the amount of times that it takes you to figure out something positive about yourself. Okay? Don't force yourself. Don't look for anything in particular, because if you do that, then you're going to guide your results. We don't want that to happen. We want it just to happen spontaneously. So you go there with the intention that you're going to make a realization of something good about yourself. And then you just go ahead and do the exercise. Do it, and the results will come, and you just keep doing it. Now, as you do this, it's a great way to figure out ways and things about yourself that maybe you don't notice in other activities, because you're not really forcing yourself. You're not really guiding yourself. You're just letting it happen. Now, here's another exercise that you can try. This one involves your imagination. Okay? What I want you to do is to create in your mind or imagine somebody. Somebody with very, very low self-esteem. Okay? This is a creation in your mind. This isn't you. This isn't anyone you know. This is just a creation in your mind. Okay? Now, picture this person in your mind's eye, and they have no self-esteem at all. If you have a hard time imagining a person, then imagine something like a Raggedy Ann doll or something, you know, something that just is kind of limp and just sits there. Allow yourself to observe and to be aware of the complete low self-esteem of this doll or this image that you've created in your mind. Now I want you to picture this thing or person standing in front of you. And they're in front of you, but you're very, very aware of their horribly low self-esteem. Now, I want you to take this being that you've created in your mind's eye and move it towards you until it's completely over your body, almost like a skin-tight costume. So it walks up to you, it walks up to you, it walks up to you, and now it's right over top of you. Keep it on top of you for a moment, and then move it off and back away from it. So now you're backing away from it, and it's staying where it was, but you're backing away. Repeat this exercise as many times as you can. What this does is it allows you to understand the feeling of the low self-esteem as part of you, but it also gives you the experience of shedding it away like a snake's second skin and walking away from it. Okay? What you are going to realize is a sense of relief and a sense about yourself that you have created a way to slough off this bad feeling of low self-esteem and to move on as someone without that sense of self-esteem. Okay, these are major exercises that, you know, I found and I've discovered and, you know, that I've heard from people. There are also some smaller ones that I've mentioned a little bit throughout the course that I'm going to go through again because they bear re-mentioning, just so that you all know. And again, don't take any notes. You'll be able to get this all written down after the class through the webinar. Now, through the downloads. Now, some of you may be wondering, why don't I supply you with written notes on the course? You know, so many webinars, they give you, you know, basically a play-by-play of everything that was said. Well, I was thinking of doing that. And quite frankly, I've written more or less a small book of about 100 pages of this, that is this webinar. And it would be very easy for me to publish it as a PDF and to give it to you. But that doesn't work. And I'll tell you why it doesn't work. It doesn't work because we need you to take an active role in keeping and developing and building your self-esteem and self-confidence. If I simply give you a written out manual of everything we've discussed in this course, then you're not doing any work. You're not taking any responsibility for your own well-being, for your own growth, for your own development. It is more important that you take the time and the energy to download and listen to these podcasts again and to pause them and take notes yourself, because as you're writing these notes, you're creating a connection between what you want to manifest and the physical world. You're also creating neural pathways. You are actually building the foundation and the building that will go on top of that foundation that will become your self-esteem and your self-confidence. Me giving you a written-out manual accomplishes nothing. It gives you an easy way to have a manual that will sit on your hard drive and gather dust. What you need to do is you need to take the active role and write your own manual. And when you're listening to these classes, you won't write everything down. Certain things will resonate for you. Other things will resonate for the next person, and other things will resonate for the person after that. Each and every one of you will have a unique manual specifically designed for yourselves. That's the manual that will work. That's why I'm not giving you a manual myself. So I hope you all understand that this isn't me being lazy. This is me wanting you to succeed and giving you every single opportunity to do so. Now, let's get on to the shorter list of mini self-esteem exercises that we can do. We need you to pay attention to all your desires and all your needs and wants. To go along with that negative inner voice inside of you, there's also a positive inner voice that gets drowned out a lot. It always tells you how to feel good about yourself. You need to learn how to listen to it. If your body is telling you that you've been on the couch too long, get up and stretch. Now, everybody has noticed that feeling where you're sitting doing nothing and you get this thought, this desire, I got to get up, I got to go to the washroom, I should be doing homework, I should be reading, I should be doing something else. And then you ignore it. Well, it's enough of that. It's time to listen to that inner positive voice and get up and stretch and move around and do what you're supposed to do. If your heart is telling you that, you know what, rather than watching TV, you should empty the dishwasher or you should do the dishes or you should clean up your room, do it. Don't put it off. You know, that old line, never put off till tomorrow what you can do today, is so true. If you get the intuition telling you to do these things, to spend more time with your kids, to call a friend, to call up your folks, whatever, do it. There is a reason why the thought entered your mind. If you ignore that, then you ignore yourself and you ignore your own health and you ignore your own love. That is the biggest thing there, okay? Take good care of yourself physically as well. If your car is clanking and going, puh, 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 you know that if you keep it up and you don't do anything about it, it's going to break down and leave you stranded. Why is it then when your knee hurts, you don't do anything? You don't tape it up. You don't put ice on it. You need to take care of yourself. Ours is a society where we take better care of things than we do ourselves. It's time to change that. It is time to eat healthier. It is time to go out for walks, get a little more exercise, and it is time to start respecting yourself as much as you do your car. Okay? Very important. Also important, do things you enjoy. Go fly a kite, okay? Read. Play chess. Play with your kids. Do what it is that makes you happy. Do something that you've been putting off. Maybe your basement is a mess, or your garage is a mess, or something is a mess. Your desk is a mess. I bet if everyone looked at their desk, they'd say it's a mess. Well, take care of it. Go through your drawers. Throw out the junk that's there. Make room for good things to come. You know, if you're sitting around with your life thinking to yourself, why doesn't anything good ever come into my life? Maybe you need to look at your life and see all the junk that's residing there. You need to make room. I remember years ago I had a friend. I don't remember her name, but she wanted a new computer. And she'd been wanting one for a year and a half. She couldn't afford it. So I told her, well, you know, your apartment's a little small for you, and it's quite a mess. Why don't you do this? Why don't you clear off a spot on your desk where a computer would go? And just see what happens. And she laughed, and she thought it was the dumbest thing I ever told her. However, she did it. 3 weeks later, a friend of hers called her up and said, hey, you know what? Funny, I just remembered her name. Her name was Jacinta. Anyway, her friend called her up after her working on her desk for 3 weeks, leaving this totally empty space there. And he said, hey, my office just replaced all of our computers. You want one of the ones we're replacing? There you go. She couldn't afford it. She still got a computer. She made space in her life for it. When you make space in your life for new things, new things have room to be. If you don't make space, where are they going to go? Again, dress well. Take care of your clothes, your appearance. Take care of your hair. Cut your nails. Clean under your nails. You'll feel better when you know that you look better. 1 second, please. Thank you. Be sure to reward yourself. Remember that you have intrinsic value, okay? Treat yourself to some of the nicer things that you want to be treated to. You deserve it. You know you do. Do it. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I didn't say it in this class yet, but I'm saying it now. You need to get yourself away from all the energy vampires and all the negative influences in your life. Negative and toxic people are being negative and toxic around you because they are telling you, I'm not good for you. Get rid of me now. The more negative people you get out of your life, the more room you leave for positive people to replace them. I had a discussion just last week, I believe, with someone who was telling me, I have so many negative people in my life, and I don't seem to ever attract positive people. And I said, what have you done to get rid of any of these negative people? Well, nothing. Okay, so what are you telling yourself? That you don't mind having negative people. You need to get rid of these negative people. Maybe some of them are lifelong friends, but think about it. What quality friends are they if they're just sucking you dry all the time and taking all your energy from you? Negative is negative. That's not good for you. You need to cut the ties to all negative influences in your life. If you have anything from your life that you're proud of, for instance, maybe you won a chess tournament, maybe you won a swimming meet, anything at all. If you did, feel free to display them. Feel good about them. You know, have a little smile on your face when you look at them and go, hey, that was cool. Yeah, I won that bowling tournament. Or, You know, I won that tennis tournament or ping pong tournament, or I finished third in the you know, in this race. You know, feel good about yourself. You know, allow yourself to feel good about yourself. So leave things out that will allow you to remember successes and good things in your life. Make your eating times happier. Don't watch TV or listen to the radio when you eat. If you live with people or your family, do your very best to have your meals with them. You know, studies show that kids who eat dinner and breakfast with their parents are less likely to go to jail. They're less likely to do bad things. They're more likely to be very good citizens and to earn good livings later on in life. Something as simple as eating with your parents. That's it. You know, I mean, I'm not asking you guys to learn neuroscience. I'm not asking you to learn the mechanics of rocket engine, okay? I'm asking you to do some basic things that every single person can do. And when you do it, you will be amazed at the differences that it makes, okay? Take time in your life to learn things. If you have an opportunity to learn anything, maybe there's things you already know, but you want to be better at it. So maybe take advanced classes, make your skills better and your abilities better. We can all learn something new. We can all learn more than we already know. And doing this will help us to feel better about ourselves. Again, volunteering is a very important way to feel better about yourself. It shows you that you are useful and worthwhile. Okay. I'm going to quickly go through. I want to have enough time for at least a little bit of question and answer, but you know, unfortunately, I guess I include too much content into these classes. But I really want to make sure you all have everything you can have. So I'll try to go through these last exercises and activities, some of which will be repetition, and the reason why they're repetition again is because I think it's important to re-mention them so that you understand that these little actions and activities can make such a large difference in your life and how you feel about your life. Okay, first off, there's a lot of resources out there that can help you with your self-esteem. There's free stuff, there's the internet, there's libraries, self-help groups. All of these things are waiting for you to take advantage of them, okay? Compliments, not just how other people compliment you and how you take it, but you should be giving people compliments as well. Look for reasons to compliment people and do it as much as you can, okay? Often people, when they're complimented, will actually look for a reason to compliment you back. You know, then it's like, you know, everybody's complimenting everybody. We're all feeling great about ourselves. It costs absolutely nothing to say something nice about somebody, but it'll make you feel wonderful, and you can't buy that kind of feeling anywhere, okay? Make sure that every day you schedule parts of the day to do something that you enjoy for yourself. Maybe you enjoy reading or listening to music or listening to other types of recordings, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Whatever it is that you enjoy doing, make sure that you spend time and you set aside time at least 3-4 times a week for yourself to do it, okay? It's important that you don't feel like your whole life is ruled by other people, all right? Now, you want to honor yourself. Maybe you want to make a scrapbook or get a drawer in your desk or your dresser and put a bunch of little pictures of yourself, maybe birthday cards, thank you cards, little things that mean something to you, maybe somebody gave you a necklace or a ring or something. Anything that will help you to remind yourself that you are a worthy person and that other people like you and respect you, and even that you like and respect yourself, okay? It's nice. You open the drawer, you get that instant rush of beautiful energy towards yourself. We spoke about this before in some of the other classes, writing positive self-esteem affirmations. Okay, we've already gone through that before, but you know what? You've got to make sure that your head, your heart, and your gut all agree. When they do, then you know that you've written the affirmations that actually will mean something to you and have effect for you. So, to reiterate, And this is just a bit of a conclusion here. You want to make sure that you take good care of yourself. You want to get some exercise. You want to dress neatly. Okay? You may even want to have a little fun. If you have Photoshop or you can download a free version of something that will, you know, adjust pictures, have some fun with it. Warp your face so it looks really silly. Give yourself a beard if you're a woman. Give yourself ponytails if you're a man. Whatever you want, something that can make you laugh at yourself, feel good about yourself. Okay? Think positively as much as you can. One of the best ways to think positive is to listen to yourself when you speak negative. And I guarantee you, most of you will speak negative most of the time, which is wonderful because it will give you the anchor, if you will, to flip the switch, as Dr. Anthony says, and think something positive. So that's what it becomes. Thinking negative becomes a hint and a cue for you that it's time to think positive. The more you think positive, the less negative thinking will occur, and so on and so on. The actions change, the life changes, everything changes. Get to know yourself better. The wisest person learns to know everyone around them and themselves as well as they possibly can. If you want to get along with people, if you want to understand people, if you want to get along with yourself, if you want to understand yourself, the best way to do this is to observe and understand what is motivating their actions, what is motivating their reactions. Start listening to yourself. Start listening to your thoughts. A great way is to write a journal about yourself. Whenever you have any kinds of thoughts, write them down. After you write them down, spend some time every day reading them and analyzing them. Try to figure out why you're having these negative thoughts, why you have these faulty thoughts, why you have these thoughts about yourself failing or not taking action, or I can't go up to this person because I'm afraid they'll turn me down. You know, all these different reasons. Start thinking about it. Think about your limitations. Think about whether they're real or if you've just allowed them to be interpreted as real. You need to start digging within yourself. When you write things down and when you read them, you learn so much about yourself and about those around you. It's absolutely incredible. Acting positive. It's more than just thinking positive. You need to take action. The law of attraction works best when it inspires the law of action. That's how you know it's working. If you're in the lotus position 24 hours a day, thinking positive, absolutely nothing good is going to happen to you. It has to inspire you to get out of the position and to get moving and doing something. Once that happens, then everything starts to come together for you, but only then is when it starts to come together for you. It's important to be kind and generous. Again, doing work for people, doing charitable work, helping people in any way, shape, or form. Helping these people makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel worthy. It helps to build incredible amounts of self-confidence. I've seen it so many times. I do it all the time. I never feel better than when I help somebody. Try to be prepared. If you know you're going to do something, don't wait till the last minute to get ready for it. Be ready long before. Then if you want, you can go over your notes. You can go over your preparation and make sure everything is in place. But you don't have the pressure of having to throw it all together at the last minute and think it might be something worthwhile. Okay? Try to speak slowly. A person who's in authority, when they have authority, tend to speak at a slower pace. It shows confidence. It shows a person that he's worth listening to because I want to be understood because I'm speaking slowly, so that you don't have to race your mind to try to keep up with everything that I'm saying. Even if you don't feel confident, simply the act of speaking slowly will allow you to feel more confident. It will also show people that you feel confident in yourself, and they will tend to listen more carefully. Making eye contact with people you speak with is very important as well. If you're in a group, make sure your eyes bounce from person to person and don't leave anybody out, okay? Keep your posture good. Set small goals, and when you achieve them, allow yourself to feel good about it. You know, so many problems we have in our life are based on I'm here, which might be me holding my hand at above my waist and saying my goal is here, and now my hand is about 2 feet above my head, and I don't allow myself to feel happy with myself until I reach the point above my head. Well, a wise person once said that something to the effect of every journey of a million miles begins with but one step. Well, each step on your journey to your end result is a success. Allow yourself to feel happy with these successes. Every little step towards your final goal is a success. Allow yourself to feel good about it. Okay? Allow yourself to learn how to change. Now, change can be very difficult. But I suggest people, for instance, let's say you keep your toothbrush on the left side of your sink. Well, tonight before you all go to sleep, move your toothbrush to the right side and keep it there. That is a very, very small change. Maybe you sleep on the left side of your bed. Well, switch. Sleep on the right side of your bed. Do things that are small first. Maybe the bed one is a little tough for some people, but you can work up to that. The point is, the toothbrush is a great example. It's small, it's insignificant. You will get comfortable with it. It will give you confidence to know that you can change other things too. Something as small as that can teach you that everything else is possible. Okay? It's important to focus on the positive, to focus on solutions, to focus on what you want. Most of us, if you pay attention to what you're saying and what you're thinking, are actually thinking things and saying things that you don't want, things you're trying to avoid. And isn't it funny that in your life you attract all these things? Your subconscious mind attracts whatever it is you think. It does not judge whether it's good or bad. It just attracts whatever it is that you think. So, think about what you want, not about what you don't want. Use the exercises in this course. Use the protocol for directed manifestation. Use the TMM recordings with intention. Use all of the tools at your disposal to change what you're thinking about so you can change what you get. We've talked about smiling and smiling and smiling. I love smiling. I will never stop talking about smiling. So smile, that's an order. Okay, volunteering again. Very, very important. It empowers you. It allows you to feel useful. Be grateful. One of the biggest, biggest keys. You know, you can be grateful for anything. Our first system, the Quantum Mind Power System, has a gratitude meditation that actually says the people that you should be and the circumstances that you should be most grateful for are the ones who hurt you the most because they teach you patience and they teach you understanding. I used to have all kinds of horrible feelings for all these people who never allowed me to succeed when I worked for them. I've been fired more times than I can tell you, okay? Probably more times than all of you together have had jobs. But in the end, if it wasn't for all these people firing me and not promoting me, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. I wouldn't be having this teleconference with you right now, this webinar. I wouldn't be developing these programs. I wouldn't be having the opportunity to help people to help themselves, to help them to change their own lives, to help them, to empower them. I wouldn't be doing my life's dream. I wouldn't be getting the joy I get. I wouldn't be having the love that I have. You know what? I have to be so incredibly grateful to all these people that I apparently hated before because I didn't understand, because now I understand that they all did me a favor. At the time, I didn't think so. Now, I know better. Now, I'm grateful for everything and for everybody. Knowledge is power. Never stop learning. When you learn, you build confidence. The more able you are to hold a conversation, the more confident you are. These are all very normal and natural feelings. Many people are quiet and say nothing because they're afraid to say something. They don't want to show off their ignorance. Well, you know what? The internet is an incredibly powerful resource. No reason why anything you cannot learn a little bit about that you can feel confident in a conversation. It's not that hard, okay? It's just a matter of getting active and doing something. Work on small things and move your way up. At every step of the way, allow yourself to feel good. Okay, there are a whole slew of other points that I have here, but I need to leave time because, as I mentioned at the beginning, I have a cold, and I'm amazed that I have been able to speak this one. So, next week, on the 17th of December, we will do the self-esteem and self-confidence retest, and we're going to talk about a few other things to close out the course. It'll be our shortest class, I promise. So there will be more time for questions and answers, or it will simply be a shorter class. At this point, I would like to invite anyone who might be listening on the telephone, star 2 if you have something that you'd like to share. Anyone who is on the web, feel free to write your questions in the box provided at the bottom left and submit them, and I will be very, very happy to allow, to read them. And I welcome comments. I welcome advice. I welcome anything and everything. So I'm just looking right now, and it is amazing with how many people are online, how few questions we have. This may be the smallest and the shortest question and answer period on record. And the way I feel, I'm not too upset about that. So, again, I will give you about 10 or 15 seconds, those of you who are online, if you care to ask any questions or make any comments, feel free to type them in the box and submit. If you're on the phone and you have something you'd like to say, feel free to star 2 yourselves, and I will allow you in on the conversation gratefully and joyfully. So I'm going to give you a few seconds, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Okay, let's do a refresh on the telephones. Okay, there's no one on the phones. Let's do a refresh on the questions online. Okay, well, we do have a few questions online, so I will go for those. And then if we don't have any more questions after that, I guess we're going to close up the call a little bit early tonight. That's okay. I assume that the fact that we have so many people listening and so few questions, that might be a reflection on one of two things. It's either a reflection that I'm doing a really good job, which is what I hope I'm doing, and I'm answering everyone's questions and concerns before they have a chance to ask them, or two, I have succeeded in an hour and a half or 2 hours of talking to put everybody asleep and nobody can hear me anymore. So we will see what exactly that might be, or maybe we will just have to imagine what those results might be. First, we have Chirag in the United Kingdom. I have noticed that sometimes when I'm hungry, then in this state where my body is uncomfortable, I feel that my self-confidence and self-esteem is at its lowest. It's just interesting how after a meal, this all changes. What are your thoughts on the body organs affecting self-esteem and confidence? Well, that's a great point, Chirag. And for those of you listening, I did mention a number of times how eating properly and moving, getting a little bit of exercise, is very, very important to maintaining your confidence and self-esteem. Very hard to be confident when you grunt just to stand up and go to the washroom or to get a glass of water. Very difficult to have high self-esteem or confidence when you go out for a walk with your kids and after 30 or 40 steps, you wish that they'd turn around to watch Sesame Street because you're tired. Very, very important to eat properly. You mentioned that when you eat, your self-esteem goes up and your body becomes comfortable. Well, I think what's happening is you're probably ignoring earlier messages that are telling you to eat something and move. And what's happening is your body, as a form of last resort, is making itself uncomfortable and making your self-confidence dip. Keep in mind also that endorphins have a lot to do with self-confidence too. And all neurotransmitters and neurochemicals like endorphins, hormones, and neurotransmitters actually need food to be produced. It's not just a matter of going into the right brain state. You also need to have the building blocks of these chemicals in your body also. If you're not eating or eating properly, then of course it is more difficult for your body to produce these states as well. So I suggest to some of you out there who might be using the equipment and the recordings, and they may even be using them according to the protocols, they may want to consider, am I eating? Or am I going days with very little food? Or am I, eating way too much? Often, your food intake and your exercise levels will have a large effect on how you process these things. How you process them has a lot to do with, you know, are the components going to be available to produce the chemicals when they're needed? So to answer your question, Chirag, I have to say yes, it's very important to eat healthy, at least as healthy as you can, within limits, of course, as well as to get some kind of action and activity into your body. So I hope that answers your question, and there you go. Okay, we have Robert from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He has a comment. He'd like to thank me for the Schumann Resonance CD. He is a Quantum Mind subscriber, and he likes the recording very much. He likes the quality as well. Apparently, he doesn't have a lot of love for the guided meditations. That's okay. You're allowed. And one thing I'd like to point out to you, Robert, and to everyone out there, is that my protocols are designed to be used for at least 3 weeks. And the reason I say that is that what actually happens is the systems themselves and the protocols are designed that you will end up creating your own protocol that will be best for you. So in your case, Robert, you're finding that the guided meditations are not necessary for you. And the way this is manifesting itself is you don't really like them. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Some people will like the Schumann Resonance better than Neural Synergy. Some people will like Eden Energy better than this. Some people on a specific day will like one recording better than another, and on another day, that other recording they won't like at all. They'll want to listen to a different one. The reason for that is that your intuition starts to get to learn the different benefits of each recording. And on specific days and specific moods, under specific conditions, you will need different things. So the whole idea is use the protocols as close as you can when you start. But as you start to get different preferences on your own, allow yourself the freedom to trust your intuition on which recordings to listen to. At some point, you will develop your own protocols spontaneously every day based on what you need when you need it. That's actually how the protocols are designed. That's also how the system is designed. So I hope that answers your question. And thanks for saying that, Robert, because it allows me to clarify something that I've been meaning to clarify for a long time. But with everything I have to do, it's tough to remember everything. And you were kind enough to ask the question you did and make the point you did about how you're not too thrilled with the meditation CDs, which, of course, reminded me to say what I wanted to say. So I'm very grateful to you, Robert, for that. Thank you so much. Okay. We have a comment from Victor. And let's see here. He's searching for meaning. Okay, Man's Search for Meaning. There's a book, Man's Search for Meaning. It's a World War II concentration camp survivor. I guess that's who wrote the book. He finds it very affirming that you also say that being of service to others, treating others well as opposed to introspection, is the path to inner peace. Thank you. Well, you know what? That's nice to know that others feel the same way I do. You know, Victor, I will not pretend to say that I am the originator of not only any of these ideas, but for all of these ideas. And I want everyone out there to realize that I'm not trying to claim credit for any of these things that I'm saying. Some of them are observations that I've made. Some of them are observations that I've made and then read other people, you know, stating as well. Some of them I have never heard about until I started writing this class and did my own research and realized that, you know, there's a lot of good ideas out there. So, you know, Victor, thank you so much for mentioning that. Man's Search for Meaning, a World War II concentration camp survivor. It shows that these ideas are nothing new. And one good thing about that, you know, instead of me feeling bad, oh, no, you know, I'm not original, instead of me feeling bad about that, I feel good about that because it's nice to know that other people think in a similar fashion and understand the importance of being good to others. Like, this is not something new. I mean, you know, most of the world's religions talk about this, too. They talk about being good to others and doing nice things for other people. So let's just keep in mind that, you know, and thank you again, Victor, for pointing this out, that it isn't important necessarily the source of these ideas. What's important is that these ideas work and they're important. And that's what is the biggest thing here. So please remember that the source isn't so important. It's not so important that I thought of it, or that somebody else thought of it, or that 15 of us all thought of it at the same time. What's important is that it was thought of in the first place. That's the most important part. And that it's useful. And that it can help us all to be happy. So thank you very much. Okay, we're almost out of questions. I think we only have a couple of questions left. Boy, this is a world record. So if you're on the phone, *2, if you'd care to make any comments, you have any questions, or if you have any helpful advice for people who might be listening to this at some point in the future. For those of you who are on the web, you just need to type your question in and hit submit, and I will see it, and I will be happy to read it or answer it, depending on what is going on. We have Robert from Grand Rapids. He has a comment. Okay, I believe I've already read this comment. This is about the he forgot the name on the last comment. Sorry. So that's the point. Thank you again, Robert, and I'm sorry that I didn't pre-read this, guys, and have to repeat myself. Okay, so we do have our last comment of the night, I guess, unless we have anything on the phone. *2, I guess people on the phone are very happy with what's been going on. That's good. It looks like people on the web are equally happy, as we have one more comment left. Okay, we have, you're going to hate me, so I'm just going to use the beginning. Guy from Montreal, Guillaume from Montreal. Hey, Maury, I'm not thinking of any questions right now. I'm on listening mode tonight. I was thinking that this course of yours is, that's very nice. He thinks my course is pretty good. And that it seemed to go very fast, which is a big compliment considering how long each of these classes seems to last. Your advice and protocols are very, very helpful, and it's actually very easy to feel happy and smiling when starting to do them. Thank you. Well, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, I bet you there's people out there who haven't tried any of these ideas yet and haven't actually practiced anything or tried anything. And that question, that comment actually points out to people a real-world experiencer, someone who has tried these and is noticing increases. So this isn't just words, good people, okay? This is all about feeling better about yourself. Remember, I have a motivation to help you, to help yourselves, to have more self-confidence and to feel better. My motivation is the better you feel, the happier I'm going to be. So I'm being incredibly selfish here. All I'm concerned about is how happy I'm going to be. It just so happens my happiness is contingent on yours. So please, allow me to be selfish. All of you, practice these exercises I've given you today. Practice the helpful hints I've given you on the other classes, as well as the ones that are upcoming in our final class next week on the 17th. Please do so. You will be happier. You will be better. You will be more grateful. Everything about your life will have more color. Your food will have more flavor. Everything about your life will be better. I will give you guys about another 15 seconds or so if you're on the phone to *2 if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. I will do the same thing for those of you on the web. If you have any more questions, feel free to ask them in the box and click enter. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, thank you very much. I guess everybody has been satisfied. I certainly hope so. At this point, I would like to thank everyone for attending the 5th in our 6-parter course on self-esteem and self-confidence. Please join me next week when we do the retest and we go through a few other parts of developing self-confidence and self-esteem. And this next class might be the shortest class on record. I kind of expected that there would be a bunch of questions and comments for the last class, but judging by what's been happening through this course, the questions and comments seem to be getting less and less as we go along. Once again, either I'm getting better at what I'm doing, or I'm putting people asleep and they don't realize that the class is over when it's time to ask questions. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has been here live listening. I would like to thank everybody who will be here listening to this on a podcast. And I look forward to our last class on the 17th of December. I wish you all a happy holiday, and I look forward to seeing you then. I'm Maury Zelkovich. Good night.